Welcome back to another episode of Capes and Tights, a comic book and pop culture podcast. I'm your host, Justin Soderberg, back for another Justin's Pull List this week. My pull list, books I'm actually going to pick up at my local comic book shop in Bangor, Maine, Galactic Comics and Collectibles on Hammond Street. But before we get started, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Capes and Tights Podcast, on Twitter at Capes Tights Pod, capesandtights.com. And as always, follow, like, rate, review, all those things. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and all your major podcasting platforms. Check out every Tuesday, new episode dropping on our web, obviously on our website, but on any social media platform, check it out. We have a new episode dropping every Tuesday, so check those out every single week. I think that's house cleaning. I think that's it for this week. We'll get started. We'll jump right in. These are books I'm actually going to buy. If you don't know what a pull list is, look up our website, capesandtights.com. Look on this week's pull list at the bottom. We have a little description of what a pull list is, but it's also called a subscribe list, pull box, reservist list, all those things. Check out your LCS to find out what they're called at that shop. If you're in the greater Bangor area, check out Galactic Comics and Collectibles for that as well. Paul Eaton is a great dude, regular on the podcast, so listen to those episodes as well. So let's jump right in. Amazing Spider-Man number 3, Astronaut Down number 1, Chrysanthemum Star Wars Tales number 1, and we can cover A and cover B of that. Marauders number 3, Rocketeer the Great Race number 3, Spawn 330, Star Wars 24, Thor 26, Time Before Time number 13, Twig number 2, we'll get the cover A and the Scotty Young cover of that one. That's Scotty Young's book. Venom number 8, and Where Starships Go to Die number 1. The featured book of the week is the finale, the culmination of Robert Kirkman's Oblivion Song, with the number 36 hitting shelves this week, obviously by Robert Kirkman, art by Annalisa Leone and Lorenzo De Felici. It's all been leading to this. The war with the Cathal has ended, but who is the victor? And how has this conflict changed the world? And Nathan Cole. So that's a book that I've been looking forward to. It ends at number 36 after a slight hiatus. Draft 35, drop 36, and so on. Check out that book by Robert Kirkman. I've loved everything that Robert Kirkman's done. Oblivion Song is no different. So check that book out this week. If not, there's a bunch of trades available of that as well. And then start reading number 36 when you get done with that. So let me just go over that really quickly and tell you a little bit about each one and then go from there. Amazing Spider-Man number 3, cover A. Astronaut Down number 1, cover A. That's a fun one. That's a new one on Aftershocks. So check that one out. Chrysanthemum Star Wars Tales number 1, cover A and cover B. That is basically Black Chrysanthemum. It is his stories, the culmination of all the different things that he's done in the Star Wars universe comic books, as well as the cool covers of A and B. Marauders number 3, cover A. Rocketeer the Great Race number 3, cover A. Spawn 330, A, and the blank cover. There's a blank cover on that one as well. Star Wars number 24, cover A. Thor number 26, cover A. Time Before Time, number 13, cover A. Twig, number 2, cover A. And Scotty Young cover, like I mentioned. That's the second issue of Scotty's new book that hit the shelves last month. This is the second issue of that one as well. Venom, number 8, cover A. And Where Starships Go to Die, cover A. Again, another book that I'm looking forward to, a book that I've heard a little bit about and excited to read. And obviously, like I said, pick up Oblivion Song, number 36, the final culmination issue of Robert Kirkman's book, Oblivion Song, number 36. And also, make sure if you haven't yet, pre-order our collaboration store, exclusive store variant of Joseph Schmalke's 7 Years in Darkness, number 1. Us, Capes and Tights Podcast, along with the store that's also hosting it, is Galactic Comics and Collectibles in Bangor. We have a exclusive store variant that's hitting the shelves. Pre-order now. You can Facebook message Galactic Comics and Collectibles, or you can email galacticcomicsbgr@gmail.com and check that out. It's awesome, exclusive, very limited edition. There's only a selected number of cover A's, or the regular, or cover A's, our variant that's in regular paper stock. And then there's a couple of metal stock. So check those out as well. We'll actually have a discussion at some point in the future with the cover artist Bomb and with Paul Eaton, the showrunner as well. But check that out. It's our first exclusive variant cover between us and Galactic Comics. It's a store exclusive, limited to 100, 125 copies. So check that out. It's going to be an awesome book. It's already an awesome book. I've read issue one. It's amazing. But also grab cover A from Joseph Schmalke as well, which will be hitting stores this June as well. So check that out. But until next time, I've been Justin Soderberg. This has been the Capes and Tights Podcast. Check us out at capesandtights.com. Peace.